As adults, we often talk about setting an example for children to follow, but sometimes the kids are the ones who set the example for us. Epiphany Now, that's Epiphany spelled with a P-I-F, is a Lansing organization dedicated to passing it forward. Its mission is to create a revolution of positive experiences through acts of kindness. Every year, they give awards to youth in the community who are taking initiative and finding new ways to spread kindness to others, and we are going to be bestowing those awards here in the coming minutes. Joining us in the studio to tell us more about Epiphany Now and the YPIF Awards is the organization's founder, Bob Hoffman. Bob, welcome back.
Good morning.
Also joining us are two very recent recipients of the YPIF Awards, Skylar Mendez and Rachel Kilmer. Skylar and Rachel, welcome.
Good morning.
Bob, how does Epiphany Now put this mission of spreading kindness into action? How do you make it happen?
You know, we've been doing this since 2009. We gather large groups of people together. We give them 100 different ideas of things they can do. We send them out into the community, and then they come back and share their story. And it's been very popular since 2009. But last year, we decided that we wanted to honor youth that are really doing incredible acts of kindness on their own. And so we developed the YPIF Award. And so last year we gave the first YPIF Award out. And then this year we gave the second YPIF Award out. And we have two of the winners with us today, Rachel and Skylar, because they've done something on their own that really benefits other people. And what we want to do is not only thank them, but encourage more youth to look at them and say, you have the power to make a difference in somebody else's life, no matter where you are, no matter what age you are.
Mm-hmm. And you brought the awards here with you today.
So I brought the awards for the girls today. Skylar and Rachel, there you go. And
thank
then you. Thank you.
The girls will also, part of the award was $500 for the winner. So each of the girls will get $500. Plus, they raised some money online on the Epiphany Now website. So they'll get that money towards their charities.
Excellent.
Which is very cool.
Skylar, you're 12 years old. You received a YPIF award for your Suitcases for Kids project. What was the goal of the project?
To make sure that everyone in foster care gets clothing and stuff that belongs to them.
Where'd you get the idea for this?
Well, I started it in sixth grade, and I'm in seventh grade now. But I got it from watching a video of... I forget what it's called.
That's okay.
But it's a video on foster care and how, like, their belongings. And I just saw how some of the foster kids that come into our home don't have as many clothings and everything that they normally have at, like, a regular home.
You have foster kids who live with you?
Yes, we do.
Is that it? Okay. How many foster kids have lived with your family?
I think 11, but we have 4 right now.
Wow. Okay. And how will the money here help your project?
Well, I'm working with Samaritas, and that's the place where like all the clothing is donated and everything. And so we're building like shelving units, and we're putting like the money towards more clothing for the project.
It can only help, right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on getting your award. Bob, tell us a little bit more about why you think Skylar is a worthy recipient.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a committee that gets together, and Skylar in her application talked about the fact that she had so many foster children come to their home and didn't have a suitcase or any clothing, and she wanted to make sure that they had something when they left. And that really touched our hearts, and we thought that was a really good project. And so we all came together and said that was really it fit our mission, which is passing kindness forward. And we hope that with this award, she's able to not only buy more suitcases, but as she said, build more shelving for that suitcases and fill them with clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a real need there.
I'm speaking with Bob Hoffman, founder of Epiphany Now, and two recipients of Epiphany Now's YPIF Award, Skylar Mendez and Rachel Kilmer. You're a student at St. John's High School. You won a YPIF Award for your volunteer work with the Capital Area Humane Society. What do you do there?
So I'm an education counselor,
So I help counsel the summer camps. There's day camps, and all age groups are welcome. I also am an education, not an education, a behavior volunteer. So I help train dogs and hopefully make them more adoptable or make them more comfortable in the shelter environment before they go and get adopted.
How do you do that? How do you make a dog that might be kind of out of control, make them a little bit more easier, a little easier for someone to consider adopting?
Yeah, so it depends on the dog. So dogs with a little bit more higher energy, they're kind of like a grown-up puppy. They jump and they mouth, and no one really took the time to teach them their manners. And so we'll take the time and teach them their manners. We'll ignore them when they're jumping. We won't get them out of their kennel until they have all 4 feet on the floor. We'll also teach them to relax on a mat. So they learn to lay down on the mat, and it's great for like when people are coming into the house and you want your dog to like not jump and go crazy when people come into the house. And also,
I am more
like,
familiar with that scenario than you would ever believe.
Yeah.
I've got stories, but I won't bore you with them now. What now, do you have a particular animal you've worked with that is that stands out in your memory as one for any reason?
Probably Jackson. He was this 75-pound puppy.
75-pound
puppy.
Yeah,
he was a pretty big dog. Mm. He was an adult, but he acted like a puppy. He didn't have any of his manners.
Gotcha.
And it was during canine training, and I just took the whole week training him, and just seeing his progress, and that was kind of the aha moment of, wow, I like training dogs, and maybe I can do this in the future.
Outstanding. So, Bob, why was Rachel chosen for the award?
You know, the Capillary Humane Society wrote this amazing essay on Rachel, nominating her for the award, and talked about how she dedicates so much of her time to come in and take it upon herself to do this. And not only do other kids look up to her, but other adults look up to her. And she's making a real difference with the organization. And that, to us, made her stand out as a YPIF recipient.
Exemplary adults and exemplary kids.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's amazing. What was your reaction, Rachel, when you found out you won the award?
I was pretty surprised, because going to the Humane Society is just, I don't really think of it as doing something amazing. I just think of it as like, oh, it's another day to go hang out with some dogs and some children. So I was pretty surprised and also grateful, because Humane Society got $500.
Yeah.
So.
How will the award money help the animals?
So it'll just all go to the shelter and provide them for whatever they need. I don't know specifically. I'm not in the financial area, but all the money goes to help the organization and the animals.
What year are you in at St. John's High School?
I'm a junior, in 11th grade.
Okay, just about ready to become a senior. Is the school year wrapping up in St. John's?
Yeah, thankfully it is. Okay. Almost done.
Is there a question for all of you here, for our listeners who may be feeling inspired and want to get involved? Skylar, how does Suitcases for Kids need help? What could they use?
They can go to Samaritas Monday through Friday, and they can donate from 9 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This is in Holt. They can go and donate any of their gently used clothing, suitcases, or anything.
Really. Rachel, is there a need for volunteers at the Humane Society?
Oh, absolutely. We love having volunteers. There's always stuff to get done. There's always stuff to do. You can hang out with some dogs and some cats, or you can do the nitty-gritty work, like doing dishes and laundry, or just, you don't have to. It's fine.
Bob, Epiphany Now seems to be thriving several years after you launched this.
It's kind of funny, because we started it and thought, okay, we'll do it a couple of times and that'll be it. And every year it just continues to grow. And now with the YPIF, we really hope it grows. Our future mission is to really grow the YPIF larger, so it's an example. So more kids are wanting to get involved to get that award, to create projects on their own that are really transforming our society, because it starts with them. And you know, Epiphany Now, a lot of people, we got flack saying, oh, this is boastful. Well, it's not boastful. It's teaching people the power of kindness and teaching kids especially that you can make a difference. You can do something today that makes a difference. It doesn't have to be grand. It could be something small, but you have the power to do that no matter where you are.
I mean, a lot of times I think it ends up changing the perspective of the person doing the giving. I mean, you're ostensibly you're helping somebody else, but it helps the person doing the giving a lot of times.
That's exactly right.
I think. When you hold a typical event then, Bob, how does it work?
So we hold an event. People come in. They register. We give them cards that say, pass it forward on it, Epiphany Now. And we ask them to give those cards out when they're doing the act of kindness and ask them to pass it forward, pass it on. Now, you know, there's similar organizations that have been doing this forever. I mean, Pass It Forward has been along for a long time. What makes us unique is that we gather the groups together at the Michigan State University Federal Credit Union on the first Sunday of every May. We do this. And so we gather the groups together, we go out, disperse, and then we come back an hour and a half later and you share those stories of what you did. And if the power in the energy in the room is like a magnetism, I mean, it's incredible. You hear the things that people do to
I'm
make
sure.
a difference.
Yeah. I've been speaking with Bob Hoffman, founder of Epiphany Now, and two recipients of Epiphany Now's YPIF Awards, Skylar Mendez and Rachel Kilmer. Bob, Rachel, Skylar, thank you for being here.
Yeah,
continued
thank
you. Good work.
Thank you.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out. Email us your suggestions. currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.